You are listening to this story, Lincoln, Cotton and the Bombay Stock Exchange, written by Amit Shandilya and narrated by Anish Nair. Once upon a time, the great trading hub of the Indian West Coast was Surat, also the capital of the East India Company's Western Presidency. Large part of this owed to the Tapi River, which helped large merchant vessels reach deep into Gujarat. However, during the middle of the 17th century, this river began to silt and necessitated an alternative to Surat. That's when Charles II married a Portuguese princess and received a clump of sleepy fishing villages about 170 miles to the south in Dowry. The Portuguese had ruled this area they called Bombay for a century and a half but never bothered to develop it much. Upon its acquisition, Charles II immediately leased the new territory to the East India Company for an annual rent of 10 gold guineas and a loan of £50,000. The company quickly identified Bombay's biggest asset, its deep natural harbour, and began a process of development that would propel the city into infrastructural stardom. By the end of the century, Bombay was the new capital of the Western Presidency. Its influence as the king of the West Coast now far surpassed Surat. Meanwhile, another British entity named the London Company had established a new colony on the other side of the world named Virginia. By the time Bombay became the trade gateway to India, British possessions in America had grown into the 13 colonies. On this continent, Britain discovered an inexhaustible source of cotton. Unfortunately, it couldn't hold on to these colonies for very long, and in 1783, America became free. This independence had little impact on the cotton trade between the two nations. By the 19th century, Manchester turned into the textile capital of Europe, and much of the cotton feeding its mills came from America. India exported cotton too, but America ruled the industry. Bombay, however, continued to rise in prosperity despite India's sluggish cotton situation. That's because of opium, the commodity at the heart of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?